Hey, what's going on, everybody? How's it going? James with World of Float is here. Today, we have a very, very special guest, the Alkaline Water Man himself.
Montel Williams. Oh, I'm sorry. No, Sammy. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that.
Should I warn them?
Absolutely. Warn them about me. I'm very, very inappropriate.
He's very inappropriate, but the guy is a blast, and the guy is also very knowledgeable about alkaline water, and yes. You all know that I've been talking a lot about alkaline water. Like, it's literally all I drink. If I could, I'd bathe in alkaline water, you know?
Well, that's funny you say that. I actually do bathe in alkaline. I put it in my RV trailer. Hell yeah, to the freak. I'm telling you right now, it opens the pores, gets in your skin. Oh, yeah, it's great.
I actually believe that there's some good minerals in alkaline water.
Yeah, there's potassium, calcium, magnesium. Absolutely. Yep. And it's hydrating. It hydrates your body a lot more. People think that alkaline is a hoax, and I've seen it do a lot of different things, especially with people that have gout, acid reflux. I had really bad acid reflux, and drinking alkaline water, it reduced the acids in my stomach to the point where I didn't wake up in the middle of the night throwing up acid. It was crazy.
You know what's crazy is that I've actually been eating a lot of spicy food lately, and I don't have any acid reflux.
But I bet you when it comes out that other end, it hurts like hell. Right? You mean sit there go, ah! Your wife comes in with a bran muffin.
I just want to let you all know during this episode,
oh gosh,
I'm probably going to get roasted a few times, but just bear with us here.
We'll get the information out to you.
And also the alkaline water, it has a direct correlation with the liver, the liver has a direct correlation with the eye.
Yes.
And the alkaline water is helping the liver absorb more of the natural minerals and proteins and vitamins that your body is intaking.
Yeah, it actually helps with the blood, and you know, because it carries the oxygen from the water that helps your body to get rid of all the toxins that's in your liver, your kidneys. It just really does a lot of stuff for your body, because what a lot of people don't realize is your body maintains a 7.36 at all times. Okay, that's slightly alkaline. So what that means is, so let's say 7 is neutral on the alkaline chart.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. So you said the body is
slightly alkaline.
Is it really?
Yeah, 7.36. Oh, wow. So you have 7 is neutral. Anything under 7 is acidic. Anything above 7 is alkaline.
Okay.
So let's say you have 7.36. I always tell my customers, 7.36 is your neutral. And then when you start drinking water that's like 8, oh my God, well, that's slightly alkaline, but it's not as good as it's like going up into the 9s, into the 10s. And then once you get up there, it allows for dissipation and, yeah, better hydration.
Would you say a lot of the world is starting to go alkaline once they kind of find out how it benefits them?
Absolutely. I'll give you an example. If you look at nature, when you look at nature, nature is so... is the rivers that cascades down the mountains, and all that's alkaline, because the way it roils to the water, the way the minerals are taken off the rocks, that's all alkaline. And if you look around the sides of those, you see how flush and plush everything is. That's because of the alkalinity in the water.
Guys, I'm learning right now just as much as you probably are, and this is pretty amazing. So just by natural flow of water, there's minerals and everything making it to be alkaline. So what happens when people are drinking like the purified waters that you find outside of grocery stores and or bottled waters, things like that?
That's a great question, because a lot of your purified water is acidic. So it's about 6.8, depending on the systems that people have, but it's 6.8. So your body has to pull from your body to get the minerals to alkaline that so that your body hydrates more. So what a lot of people don't realize, you don't realize how long that water has been in that bottle, and if the businesses that you're going to get the water from, like the Walmarts and all these, if they've had them out in the sun, or you don't know the history. So when you go to like a water store like mine or somebody else's, you see it right there.
I drank some of that water, and it is freaking disgusting. Like, I started getting the 5-gallon jugs, and you guys see the jugs that are in here. I'm pretty sure you can't. Actually, yeah, you could. That way. Yeah, so I was starting to fill those jugs up, and I couldn't even like stand a glass of it. And then that's what kind of caused me to look up alkaline, and that's right. how I found your business here.
Yeah, they should have had a disclaimer on there for that too, because I'm just too out there. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's you gotta understand that these glacier bays out here, all these, and yes, I'm saying Glacier Bay, you guys suck. Yeah, so, but the thing is, it's like I've gotten the water, the parts per million are still high. My parts per million for purified is 1. My parts per million for alkaline is 27 because it's measuring the minerals that's in the water. So, yeah, there's a difference between drinking good water and great water. So,
guys, I make my coffee with alkaline water now. It tastes really refreshing.
Doesn't realize I put the GHB in it. He's really much.
See, I'm trusting this guy with what I'm drinking. And you see, this guy is
his
a blast,
mistake.
Right?
I know. He's going back to his wife all crazy.
I know. I've been wondering why I've been walking around with a limp lately.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, what I found interesting was that you said that if we're putting the low pH water in our systems, it starts pulling minerals from our body. And being that the liver and the eye has a direct correlation. Now, this isn't something that's been studied. It's not something that, like, you'll find. It's more theoretical. But a lot of eye doctors, they don't know what's going on and why people are getting eye floaters. Before, it was because of age, old age. But I'm only 31, right? And people are on the page contacting me that are, I mean, young as 17. And these people are starting to get these issues as well. So can it be that the water that we're consuming is causing our body to pull these minerals and make our eye strain more? Because a lot of people will also tell you that high blood pressure or any eye strain can also cause eye floaters. So if our body is pulling these minerals and not allowing our liver to absorb them and make our eye strain, that could possibly be causing the eye floaters as well.
Well, yeah, the water is not the only source, but it's our diet. It's everything that we eat. So if you look at your diet, if you're eating a lot of red meat, you're eating a lot of acidic foods, your body's going to automatically go down south.
Right.
So what you do is you change your diet. You eat a lot of more leafy greens. Give your girl a spanking on the rear end every once in a while. I mean, I'm sorry. That actually helps with stress, which is the number one killer of alkalinity in your body. So women and men, there's a lot more sex. Anyway, The thing is,
you love this guy, man. I love this guy.
Right? But the thing, God, I ain't even having any. Shoot, I got to get on that.
What, so, what?
I'm not having any sex, bro. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to telepathically talk to your wife tonight. sorry. But anyway, but seriously, it's your diet. It's everything that combines that actually makes it better for you to consume and the right amount of hydration, minerals, so that your body isn't attacked by you drinking just acid water, but it's everything. It's not just one thing. But the water is a very good catalyst. I call it the train that gets the garbage out of the body.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually went vegan for a while.
You went vegan for a while?
I went vegan for a while, and it was good. And I went vegan because I was trying to figure out a way to help with the eye floaters. Because when you get eye floaters...
I know what you're talking about.
Do you got eye floaters?
I don't have them anymore.
Okay.
I can't see them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm blind. No, I don't
that's
get
the thing.
Eye
like, that's the thing. Some people are, you know, they're really upset about the eye floaters, and if
well, they don't understand it.
Yeah, if one thing I could tell you all, like, look, things could be much worse. We could be blind. The other day, I met a blind person, and I had a conversation with them, and you know, some of the things they were telling me, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Right. I mean, things could be much worse. But I forgot where I was going with this.
I have no clue. I mean, you were just. Sorry, guys.
I know.
He was going somewhere, and I think he was talking about his eye floaters and got on everybody else's.
Oh, that's right. I remember now.
Moron.
Okay. Yeah, so it was vegan. I was talking about vegan, I did it because I was, like, desperate to, like, figure out something that could help. But I think that I went vegan the wrong way. Like, I was eating a whole bunch of fried foods. Because nowadays, if you're vegan, you can, like, you can eat very unhealthy.
Well, yeah.
Especially in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you got to understand, becoming a vegan, I did that for a while myself. is you got to learn what's the protein sources that you can eat and consume. I'm not complete vegan. I'll eat salmon. I'm a pescatarian, I guess, and eggs and women. And but what I do is it's just basically trying to measure out what your body and the amount of protein your body needs to take in working out and drinking very, very good water, clean water that doesn't have all this crap that's in our city water. And yes, city of Las Vegas, your water sucks.
Yeah, we don't want to drink that nasty Lake Mead shit.
And thank you, by the way, for not doing your job, because it gives me a job.
It sure does, because this guy, I've seen like 10 customers come by like during the duration of this episode right here. That's awesome. How long has this business been here?
This has been here since 2002, but I took over in 2012. And It's funny because when I took over, a lot of doctors were against me.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. A lot of doctors. Because here's the thing. Doctors are against it for the simple reason is they don't get paid. They won't get paid because they say about 86% of the reason why people go to the hospital is because of chronic dehydration. I'm telling you guys, if you think about this, look in your refrigerator. I bet you guys have juices. You have sugared waters, vitamin waters, Gatorades. All that is bad for you. It's sugars and salts. So it just gets into your body, and your body is not hydrating. Yeah, it's got electrolytes. Oh, okay. Electrolytes. That's still not going to offset what else is in that water or that flavored water.
They don't want us like to do like natural remedies.
Absolutely not. Because let me ask you a question. You get something that's $45 versus $145.
Right.
So a pill that they sell you is $145, or you can get like a natural remedy that's maybe $45. And then your body is going to absorb it. Okay, let me ask you a question. Let's if you want to go into that. Okay, so you have your body. It's a natural, God-given, organic being. Okay?
Right.
So it thrives off good food. You're healthy. Everything thrives when you're doing good. When you're eating good, you're eating well, healthy,
right,
drinking good water. Now you put someone that's eating a lot of fried stuff like you did, moron, and then you get someone like that doing that. Guess what their body is doing? It's so acidic. You're tired all the time. You get a high estrogens.
Dude, I felt fucking tired. I couldn't go to the gym, work out.
Well, trust me, that was probably good for your wife. But the thing is, you just have to really, 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 really look at what your body's doing, know what your body's doing, and start to learn what the new normal needs to be. A lot of people are very sick. I'm telling you, they say 86%. It's more like 91%. The other thing that people don't realize, they say roughly 3% is extreme thirst. If you are thirsty, you are already dehydrated. You should never, ever be thirsty to where you would, go to a water fountain.
How many bottles of alkaline water should people drink a day?
Well, to be honest with you, men should be doing about a gallon, depending on if they're working out a lot or if you talk a lot, like your wife said you do. so you have to drink a lot of water, okay? Women should do about a half a gallon or they say their body weight, but
right,
if you're living in a hot continent, no, it's not. The other thing is women should do more alkaline water during their periods. It will lessen the cramps because a lot of the cramps.
Ladies?
Yes, ladies. And believe me, we men would definitely love for you to drink more water during your periods because we are tired of those cramps, girls.
Those cramps. Giving us attitude.
Yeah, give us more attitude. But the thing is, it helps. Like I've had a friend, she was, oh my God, my cramps are so bad. So I told her, I said, look, drink, when your monthly is coming or thereabouts, start drinking about a gallon of water. And when they do, I swear to God, 90% of them come back. And say, oh my God, it worked. I couldn't believe it. And I said, yeah, now your husband's going to come over and give me a hug. But yeah, it's part of the cramps is dehydration.
Yeah. I believe it. And honestly, I felt very dehydrated until I started drinking the alkaline water. I mean, my skin looks different. I mean, I know you guys can't see my skin. I know you don't know. I'm telling you, my skin looks different.
It looks glassy now, like you put some lotion on it, dude. Vaseline. What are you really doing?
I should be wearing lotion because this Vegas weather is crazy. It's dry out here.
It's dry?
I got to wear a lot of chapstick.
You're wearing
Don't look at my lips.
Make
me feel weird.
They're succulent, man. They're nice. Them are lips to die for. Now I know why you got married. I'm really not gay. I'm lonely.
A little questionable. A little questionable. We've been talking a lot about jerking off, so, you know.
Well, hey, when you don't have a woman like you do, you got to. So it,
understandable. Just keeping it real. Understandable. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
So is my dog. I'm kidding.
You know, people are doing that in the world.
I know, it's disgusting. I don't use. Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't either.
There's a lot of sick people in the world, man.
I'm one of them, but not that kind of sick.
I don't think you're that sick.
No, I'm not that sick. I mean, I thought about it, but no, I'm not.
It seems like anytime I see people come in here, they all seem to respect you, and they love to laugh with you.
Oh yeah, well, you got to have fun with your customers. You got to have fun, but you got to like what you do.
Right.
Because if you don't like what you do, then it's not going to be fun, and your customers are not going to enjoy what you're doing. And they're not going to see. It's not just about water. It's about an atmosphere. It's about community. And, right. And water is just a catalyst for your body to be the best that you can be.
I agree. Operate. I totally agree. So that means don't drink too much alcohol either, because your body will get more dehydrated. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Well, I think that works for me.
That works for me, too.
So we're good?
I think we're good.
So yeah. I can get away from your smelly ass?
Yeah. I think so, man. Right. I really do appreciate you talking with me about alkaline water and helping out here with the World of Floaters. I appreciate it greatly. This guy right here, man, very, very awesome that he, you know, wanted to help out with the channel here and with the podcast. I'm very, very grateful that, you know, there's people in the world that care about others. One of the things that about this channel that, you know, really makes me happy is that it kind of just like fell into my lap. Like, you know, once I got iFloaters and everything, I started putting it out there. And you know, here we are and I'm talking about it. And the thing that I like about it is that I feel like I'm helping people and I'm starting to become passionate about it. And now I feel like my energy is starting to go more towards this channel and I'm able to get out and do things like talk with Sammy, somebody who's also passionate about helping others. So I really appreciate that.
Yes, Mr. Sam. You take care of yourself. And it was nice talking to you, World of Floaters. Don't float in any pools, though.
Hey, guys, come. If you're in the Vegas area, you got to come to
9132 West Sahara Avenue.
9132 West Sahara Avenue.
Red Rock Springs, Warren.
Red Rock.
Red Rock Springs. Oh, my God. Red Rock Springs Water.
Red Rock Springs Water. Can I make a jingle for you?
No. Oh, shit.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Take care, guys. Out.